The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabura Beis Medrash Gevoya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara in Sukkot and Gimel Amar Aleph on the bottom, going on to the Amud Beis, tells us that when David HaMelech was building the Shitin under the Mizbeach, the water started rushing upward, threatening to flood the whole entire world. So David HaMelech asked, is there anybody that knows if I'm allowed to write the Shem Hashem on a piece of earthenware and throw it into the water so that it should calm down? And Achitofel made a Kal V'chomer, just like we find by Megillah Sota, that you're allowed to take the Shem Hashem and the Megillah and put it into the water, and it gets erased in order to make peace between man and his wife, certainly to save the whole entire world, Allah is Kama V'Kama, that you're allowed to do it. This simple piece of Agarat Gemara actually has many points to ponder and to learn from. Number one, the question is, what was David HaMelech's big shaila, whether or not you're allowed to do this? We know that Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Kala Tayar Kula. So certainly to save the world, it will be permitted to write the Shem Hashem and throw it into the water. There's a famous question which began, I believe, when there was once a sick person and they wanted to be Mechal Shabbos to be able to get a bracha from a certain tzaddik. And the question was if you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for that, because even though we know that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save a chole sheyesh b'sakana, but maybe that's only when it's natural healing, but a refuah segulus, like to go get a bracha, maybe that's not permitted. So the Klichenda discusses this in Parshas Pinchas, as do many others, and the Klichenda brings a raya from our Gemara from this question. Now perhaps that was David HaMelech's shaila, although Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Kala Tayar Kula, but maybe to do a refuah segulus, like throwing a Shem Hashem into the water, that wouldn't be permitted. And the Tshuvas Tuv Tam Vadas already also says the same raya from our Gemara, and in other words, he answers this question, that what was the shaila about throwing the Shem Hashem into the water, L'cheret Pikuach Nefesh? Dr. Shlomo Kluger, no, it was a refuah segulus, it wasn't a natural healing cause, and therefore maybe it's not Decha, that was the shaila. The Aruch Lanar actually over here in Sukkah also discusses this question, and he has a tzad to say that maybe erasing the name of Hashem is not just another law in the Torah, it may be borderline with Chilul Hashem, which is one of the things that is not nidcha, even b'makom pikuach nefesh. Another very, very big, well-discussed question is that in our Gemara it seems like throwing the name into the water would be mechikas Hashem. Problem is, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chof Amud Beis, and in other places says that if a person has the name of Hashem written in ink on his body, and he has to go do an immersion at Tefillah Shel Mitzvah, he's allowed to go in there and he doesn't have to worry about the name that's going to get erased, because it's only a groma. It's indirect. It's not like he's taking an eraser and erasing the Shem Hashem Chas V'Shalom. He's going into the water to do his Tefillah Mitzvah. And, oh by the way, the name of Hashem is going to get dissolved in the water. It's considered a groma. If that's the case, then why do we say that the Parsha Sota has a heter of Mechikas Hashem? The law of Leisatzin Kein L'Hashem L'Chechem L'Chere doesn't apply in such a scenario because it's only a gromo, like the Gemara says over there in Shabbos Kuf Chof Amud Beis. One of the options to answer this question is that the Rashba says over there that it's only because it's indirect and it's not for sure going to happen. But if it's a direct Maisa Mechika, in other words, you know that it's going to get erased, then it would not be permitted. L'Chere, the Rashba does not mean to differentiate between how certain and uncertain it is, but rather how direct and indirect it is. In any event, we would be able to say that the Gemara over there is talking about going into the water and the name will get dissolved. It's very indirect. However, if you take a name that's written on a piece of paper and you put it into the water in a way that it's going to get erased very, very quickly, it might be much more classified as an actual act of mechika, and that would be the pshat in our Gemara. As is mavur in Rashi and Dafir Aleph in Makis, which is the same sugya as ours, that putting the name into the water was a lav of Leisasin Kein L'Hashem L'Keichem, and not just a groma. And it's really much like that in Erevin on Dafyid Gimel also, that the Mechikas Hashem of the Saita is an actual Maisa of Mechika. Another possibility is discussed by the truest Maram Shik in Arachayim Sim Kufta Zayin. He discusses this question that L'Chaira, if the Gemara says that going into the water is only considered a groma of the erasing of the name that's getting dissolved, then why over here by the Parsha Saita or by David HaMelech is it considered an actual Maisa of Mechika? And he wants to suggest a concept which I actually think is merumas in the Shilta Gevurim in Sanhedrin on Tazayin Amud Aleph in his pages of the Rif over there, that it depends what his intention was. If a person is putting it into the water with intent to get the name erased, then it is definitely mechika. But if a person is only going into the water to do a tevila shal mitzvah, and he would be thrilled if the name would remain there also, just the same, then it wouldn't be considered that he's doing a ma'isa of mechika. Of course, there is an issue of chatzitza over there. When he goes to do the tefila, he doesn't want the name to be a chatzitza. That's discussed in the Gemara over there in Shabbos on Kuf Chof. Now, a parallel to this concept is the famous Magen Avraham in the Zayis Rad on his Pirush on Yalkut Shemayni, where Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get the Atmos Yosef to rise to the top of the river. He threw a Shem Hashem, he wrote a Shem Hashem on a piece of paper and threw it into the water. Over there also, the Magen Avraham asks, how is he allowed to do that? L'chayis mechikas Hashem. And he answers that it's a groma because it's only getting dissolved. It's not like he's actually erasing it. And he compares it to the Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Chof. So it's very, very interesting that the question that we're asking is really a Beferish Magen Avraham that he says that this would not be considered mechikas Hashem. The question is, how do you make peace between the Magen Avraham and our Gemara, which seems pretty clearly that it is a problem of mechikas Hashem when you throw the name into the water? Some people are so bothered by this question to the extent that they start wondering that perhaps the Megillah Saita was not actually put into the water and that's how the words would get erased, but rather they would scrape off the ink from the Megillah Saita cloth into the water. So that's for sure a direct action of erasing as opposed to just letting it dissolve like the Gemara and Shabbos classifies as a groma. However, there are many riots which seem that that's not what happened by the Parsha Saita. Rather, the standard understanding of what you do by Parsha Saita is the truth, that it was put in the water and dissolved as opposed to being scraped off. Namely, the Yerushalmi in Saita Perek Beis Halacha Dalet really sounds like that very strongly, as does the Ramban in Parsha Snoyach when he discusses the pasuk of Ayimach Eskola Yekum, which is a concept of dissolving the people. Ramban is discussing this concept over there by the Marvel, and he says, just like we find by the Saita, that the words are dissolved in the water. Ayin Shalom Perek Zayin Posuch of Gimel. In any event, some people want to say that by Saita you actually scrape it off. Some want to say that Rav Shalom Shmuel Fal Hirsch in Parshas Nosei sounds like that, but somebody was married to me that that's only because of a mistake in the translation. If you look in the English translation, original manuscript of Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch, as opposed to the translated version into Hebrew and such, you will see so, that he does not really say that it was scraped off. Another question that there is to discuss over here is that in that same Yerushalmi, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, there's a question which Rav Levi Bar Sisi clears, whether Megillah Saita is Metameh Sayadayim or not. We know that Kisvei HaKodesh are always Metameh Sayadayim, however the Gemara says over there, Shal in the Yerushalmi and Saita, that perhaps since it's written originally with the purpose and intent to get erased, it's not a regular ksav. And therefore, maybe there's no din of Metama Sayyidayim on this Shem Hashem in this Parsha Saita, because it was not written with the intent to stay Lo'olam Vod. It was written on condition and with the intent that it's going to get erased. And the Yerushalmi has this Shiloh. Well, Maisa, our Gemara is clear that David HaMelech wrote this name and there's a problem of Mechikas Hashem. So it seems to be a contradiction that our Bavli seems to hold that there is a Isser Mechika on this name even though it was written on condition to be erased. However, the Yerushalmi is Mesupik if it's Metama Sayyidayim or not. And you can't say that the Yerushalmi had the Shaila and the Bavli knew for sure that there is a Isser Mechika because the Rambam Paskins in Seif Perek Tes from Nechus Shara of Isatumah that Megillah Saita is not Metama Sayyidayim, Hoyalulu Mechika Imedes. So we see that the Rambam held the Halacha that Hoyalulu Mechika Imedes is a svara that it's not going to be Metama Sayyidayim. Why then is it Pashat in our Gemara that it is an Isser Mechika, even though it was written with the intent to get erased? Now, it's possible to say that it's an Agadat Gemara and Ein Lameidin Mea Agadas, but we do find in the Paiskim that they learn how to halachas from our Gemara, namely the Tshuvas Ramah and Siman Kuf, and the Tashbats and Chelik Aleph and Siman Beis, Ayin Shom. We'll discuss a little bit about the Ramah in a moment. In any event, why didn't the Rambam Paskin that it is Metama Sayyidayim, just like our Gemara says that there's Esa Mechikas? I was thinking very simply, that could be the Yerushalmi's whole question is only if it's Metama Sayyidayim because if it's Kisvei HaKadosh or not. But Hashem Hashem it definitely is. For example, somebody writes Hashem Hashem, but not L'Shem Kedusha. Or if let's say a Goy writes Hashem Hashem, it's Nichtav Shalei B'Kedusha. It could be that it doesn't have all the dinim of Hashem Hashem, or Kaponim when a Yid writes it without the Kavon or the Kaddish. Maybe it doesn't have all the dinim to be Metameh Sayyidayim, but an Issa Mechika it could still have. In other words, it'll be Hashem Hashem, it just won't have the Kedushas Hashem. Maybe that's the pshat in the Ksav that's Nitin Almanas Limchik, that the Yerushalmi didn't mean that there's not going to be an Issa Mechika. The Yerushalmi maybe just meant that it won't be Metameh Sayyidayim because it was written on condition to be erased. Nevertheless, the Rambam Paskins that it's not Metameh Sayyidayim because it's Nichtav Limchik, but it still might have an Issa of Mechika. Masham and Chayli Gimel Seif Simul Amon Test discussed this a little bit, but I think that what I'm saying is a possible pshat in the Rambam. Another couple of things, the Tshuvas HaRamah, both in Siman Yod Aleph and in Siman Kuf, brings rise from this Gemara. It's a very interesting Shilas, and a little bit it seems like a contradiction at first glance between the two Tshuvas. One question he discusses with Shem Rav Haigan about somebody who made a shvu that they're going to be Megarish their wife. The question is, if Las is Shalom and Ishla Ishta, we allow Mechikas Hashem, perhaps we should also allow him to ignore his shvuah and to be over on the lav of shvuah, so as lasis sholem and ishla ishtay. And the other tshuva he discusses about a heter to be Maisi Shemra, which is also a lav, so as to save a whole congregation. A whole interesting story over there in the Tshuva Ramah, Simon Yad Aleph. And it's very, very hard to get to the bottom of exactly what the Ramah holds about this Gemara and whether it's a raya or not, that you're allowed to be over all sorts of lavin in order to make Sholem and Ishle Ishle and such. Rebbe Yashiv, for example, in the Horus over here in Sukkah, relates an interesting story that happened, that somebody came over to him, that there was somebody that was making a pidgin aben, and little did he know that his wife had actually once been mu'uberes from a maestas nus, and she was mapil, and therefore the pidgin aben bracha that he was going to make would be a bracha levatola. And the question was, does he have to notify the father that he shouldn't make this bracha or not? Notifying the father, the husband I should say, would result in obviously major shalom bayis issues, if the husband would find out that this woman had a child earlier. And therefore there's an inyan maybe not to tell him and allow him to make this bracha levatola, uma lasis shalom in ishle ishle, just like we allow over here the name of Hashem to be erased so as to make peace between man and his wife. Certainly maybe we should allow that the person should make a bracha levatola. The Maaser Rebbe Yashiv is not happy with the deduction from the Tshuva Saramah, and he did not want to be matirut. Just in conclusion, one other interesting question. The Marsha at the end of Amar Aleph over here says that if you look in the Mishnah in Ovis, it says, Afilu le'lomad mimenu ala ois achas chayev l'chavdei, like by Achi Teufel. So the Marsha, perhaps it's referring to this, that maybe he didn't write the whole Shem Hashem, he just wrote the ois hei. And the ois hei of the Shem Hashem is the question over here, that that's going to tame the waters, and there's still maybe an iser mechika on the ois hei. That's what it seems from the Marsha on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amar Aleph over here. If that's the case, and perhaps it's a raya to the famous Rogatrava's mini that he did not like to write Beis Hay on his letters, as he prints in Tshuva Tufnas Paneach and Kuf Tzadik Vov, that he refrained from doing that because the Beis Hay ends up in the garbage and whatnot. Postcards and letters are not always properly nignaz, and therefore he would refrain from putting even the abbreviation of Beis Hay, which is just a remes to Hashem's name, because the Hay is a remes to Hashem's name. He doesn't want it to be Mutl Bevizoyim. The Tshuvas Marsham and Chayil Gimel Simon on Zion and the Marzchis in the beginning of his Tshuvas, the first few Simonim, discusses this, and many people are quite lenient about this. However, the Rogashava does asser it, and perhaps a source to that would be the Marsha in this sugya. So in conclusion, we discussed, first of all, what was the whole Shaila about Mechikas Hashem, L'cheret Pikuach Nefesh. We said maybe Refuah Segulis is different, or maybe Mechikas Hashem is not just another love, it's a little bit of a Chil Hashem to erase the name of Hashem. Then we discussed whether dissolving something in the water, including a Shem Hashem, is that called a direct action of erasing, or is it only a groma? And how does the sugya in Shabbos Kuf Chof that says that it's a groma when you go to Teuvel and the name gets erased stem with our Gemara that says that it seems to be a lav of Mechika, even though he's just dissolving it in the water? Then we discussed about if a Shem Hashem that was written on condition to be erased is considered a Shem that is also to be erased or not, which actually is negay a little bit, the Gabi writing Divrei Torah on a blackboard or on the new technology which they invented called a Nook. And we also discussed the Ramah, who brings a few different rayas, the different shailas lahalacha from this Gemara, about whether maybe other lavan are nidche, b'mochim lasis shalom and ishle ishle and such. And we discussed that the Marsha says that it was just the hay, not the whole Shem Hashem that he was writing, which seems to give credence to even an ois hay, that it might have a din of Isser Mechikas Hashem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.